You wish to hear a story of the moon? That tale begins long, long ago.
Mister! Nefa's starting her story already!
Thanks for the heads up.
A long way off. We might go hungry, but at least we have plenty of time. Huh? Hey, kid! That headpiece of yours is pretty unique. Who designed it? Could you hook me up?
In that era, there was no boundary between life and death. Willpower flowed freely among countless beings. The primordial being that once ruled this planet made three moons rise from the Earth. It was not until the funerary year that the primordial voice once again cried out in the darkness.
My lady.
The Frostmoon Scions again. A laughably futile rebellion.
Oh, pale white Frostmoon. I, your loyal emissary, and Scion of Hyperborea, beseech you to cast down your gaze from the celestial dome above. May your gentle tears pierce the frigid night and grant us, the forsaken and forgotten, your guiding light.
You didn't come here for the story, did you?
Huh. Finished already, huh?
No. It's just a greater storyteller than myself has come.
Now, beyond the moonlight's reach, an ancient shadow brandishes its haunting claws, taking aim at the stars.
You're right. I came here for the moon. You have the wrong person. Now, be gone.
In the water, the future mirrors the past. The veil of lies is slipping. Time is short. The moon's fall is nigh.
Ah, here at last. And things look even messier than last time.
Well, Miss Alice, shall we begin?
There's no rush. And I'd like to catch up with an old friend first. And you, young man?
Let's part ways here. I have an old score of my own to settle.